Bye-bye, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Let me tell you something, mister. This is Miles.
Oh, jeez. You're actually going to try to do a Katharine Hepburn impersonation?
No, that's all I'm going to do.
I can't do anything. Yeah, she's dead.
I guess. That's what you told me, so.
Yeah, it's all over the internet, you know.
What is she, like 200 or something?
96 years old.
96, wow.
It was her favorite year, but she was dyslexic, so.
Yeah. Go figure. Wow.
Yeah, go figure, exactly. So that's Man. Like, is that like number three or what? We had somebody else famous die.
Oh, didn't Hume Cronin.
Hume Cronin died, right.
Yeah, he kicked it, man.
And then she died, and then somebody else died, too. Gregory Peck.
Yeah, Gregory Peck. Yeah.
Atticus Finch.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, there's the three.
Yeah, you're right.
The trifecta, or whatever.
Yeah.
One place and show.
Yeah.
I don't know what order you'd put them in. Hume Cronin would probably be a show. Really,
yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
He was nothing without Jessica Tandy. I mean,
yeah.
Really, you know.
He outlived her a few years.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You know, we got Domino's tonight. I haven't had Domino's in a few years, and they put up a Domino's here.
Right.
And they got those stupid dots. Those Domino's dots. Have you heard? You seen the commercial?
Is that like you take like a thing and you put it in your eye or?
No.
What
no.
is it?
Microdot? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone was telling me about that. Is that like
your,
the thing you put on your eye?
No, someone was telling me this at that concert last week.
Oh, the Cheap Trick or the Def Leppard?
The Def Leppard, yeah.
Dude, put a microdot in my eye.
Yeah,
tripping.
Someone was telling me that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, some guy was telling me he did it back in the day, man. I don't know.
Oh, back in the day, okay. I thought he did it that night.
Concert, no.
The only tolerable way I can see Def Leppard is if I put a microdot in my eye.
I didn't know how that worked.
It's acid, you know?
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, what do?
It dissolves, you know? Gets
you
into
put
your
it
blood.
In your eye?
A what?
You put this in your eye?
Put it in your eye. It dissolves.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Well, like a contact lens, I guess. Like an eyelash.
Oh.
It's not like a, you know, fucking Excedrin or something.
Let me tell you something, mister.
It's not like you're putting an Excedrin on your eyeball.
I don't know, man. You know. Where I come from, the kid just huffed.
Hey, dude, what's that on your eye?
Oh, it's an Excedrin.
I don't know. This kid named Johnny sold it to me. What's that big E on your eye?
Hey, man. Oh, man.
I don't know.
Kids with patches on their eye walking around.
Oh, that's too funny.
So you got these dots.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Back to the Domino's thing. I just keep thinking about the micro. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
But they must just be like... They must put, like, just yeast in the middle of these things, because I ate some of these fuckers.
Yeah.
And I swear I puffed up, like, rice in a bird's stomach. I'm like, oh.
Boy.
Oh.
I know how Rod Stewart felt that one time. Right?
Are you insinuating the Rod Stewart cum-guzzling incident?
Hey, you said it, pal.
Well, that's the urban legend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a whole, I guess his would be football, right?
Yeah.
The whole football team. No, I don't know about that, but these domino dots are just like...
What is it?
Unrisen yeast, and you put it down there with a slice of hot pizza, and it just puffs up. What is it? It's like this, it's just a dough ball with some cinnamon sugar on it.
Oh, okay. Is that free thing?
Yeah, it's a free
thing.
Like,
order our pizza and we'll give you these free things.
We'll give you more crust in another box.
Cinnamon on it and shit.
Yeah, we'll shake some cinnamon on there and some sugar. It'll taste real good.
Was it good?
They taste, you know, cinnamon sugar tastes pretty damn good if you ask me, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, the after effects, I mean, you know, I go for Mazio's. That just slips right through you.
Right.
This stuff just hung in there. It's still hanging in there. My stomach still hurts.
Oh, my God.
It's like, hey, I think I'll try one of these dots. It's like stupid carbon dioxide cartridge. Oh, Jesus, my stomach. That's what it felt like. I still, like, feel all bloated.
Oh, my God.
Like that time of the month.
Oh, my God.
Give me some Midol or something.
Oh, my God. Put
free Domino's dots and Midol. So, yeah, I'll probably eat the rest of them for lunch tomorrow.
No.
Well, I'm not going to throw them away at this point.
Oh, you're going to be in the crapper all day tomorrow.
Probably.
Straining.
Oh, look, I'm making my own Domino dots.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Man. Wow.
You know, I, speaking of microdots, I watched Spirited Away.
Yeah.
Talk about an acid-induced movie. Jesus. Those Japanese are eating bad sushi or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all taken with it, huh?
Well, there was one of those deals. I mean, it was like, you know, it was sort of like porn, you know? You walk into the room, you walk into the room at a party and there's porn on, and then you just kind of just, you know, sit back and take it all in because you can't seem to leave the room at that point.
Yeah.
It's not like you started it, so you don't have to feel really dirty about it.
Right.
It's not your collection or anything.
Right.
Somebody started it, and you just happened upon it, and so, I mean, it's...
So you're yanking it to some Japanese
No,
cartoon,
no.
What the hell?
I was just saying it was like that kind of experience.
Where I see.
You're just like, hey, I wonder what's going on here, you know?
Right.
So we ended up watching, you know, the first part was kind of boring, and it got kind of weird, and...
Yeah.
Just hung in till the end then for that point, you know. So it was a pretty good show.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, but I got some news for you.
Yeah.
I took the liberty, I don't know if I talked to you about this, I took the liberty of sending off a CD of some stories that we did to the vice president of XM Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
And he called me.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, we're not going to be on XM Satellite Radio anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I had a very interesting conversation with this dude, right?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And the really weird thing was, it was almost like, except for the outcome, it was kind of like the big picture with Kevin Bacon, you remember?
Yeah.
Where he would call, and I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And I'd call, you know, and then, like, he'd keep calling.
Right.
And then finally, like, it took a week for us to actually talk to each other.
Right.
I'd call him back and leave a message, right?
Right.
And then, like, he'd call, you know, whenever, and I wouldn't be here or whatever.
Right.
And so then finally we talked to each other after about a week of phone tag, so.
Don't you have a cell phone?
Yeah, but I'm not real good. I don't like cell phones, per se.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not real good about, like, having it on me.
Right.
Or having it turned on, you
right.
know, the kind of the things that count.
Well, you guys have, like, a big one anyway, don't you?
No, no, I have a new cell phone.
Oh, dude, you used to have, like, one of those big-ass ones.
Yeah, well, we got a cell phone, gosh, whenever they were the big, like, you know, satchel-type cell. It was a bag phone.
Right.
Yeah, that was before they'd miniaturized everything.
Right.
But, no, it wasn't.
Wow.
But I got a regular, you know, Nokia whatever piece
yeah.
of shit kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
But, no, but I never carried it around, you know?
Right.
I just don't like it. I really don't want to have a cell phone. It's been forced upon me.
Okay.
By my wife.
Okay. Wait, can we just cut back to the story for a second?
What's that?
So what did this guy say?
Oh, anyway. Well, you got me off of the cell phone thing.
Yeah, well, focus. Focus.
That's okay. Fine. So anyway, that's part of the problem, I think. But anyway.
Mr. Microdot.
So I talked to the guy, and he thought that we were funny.
Oh,
and I, and so I asked him a couple of questions. I really wish I was, like, prepared. I would have taped it, but I wasn't prepared because it was really hard to get a hold of him anyway. So.
Right.
So, but it was that weird kind of thing. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, well, why did you call me?
Right.
If you don't really like it that much. I mean, if you don't want to put it on.
Right.
And he was like, well, you took the time to send it in, and so I felt like I should give you a call. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Other than the fact that he didn't have great news or anything for me.
Right.
But the weird thing was, it was like, he thought I was funny.
That's cool.
And, but the way he did it was like, I think it was an old Welcome Back, Kotter, like from, like, you know, 30 years ago, where he went on and did a stand-up piece.
Right.
Kotter did, and he met this dude backstage.
Yeah.
And he said it was funny in here. You remember that?
Right.
He, like, pointed to his throat. Like, this was this guy. He was so stiff.
Yeah.
And he didn't really laugh. And I tried to, like, make him laugh while I talked to him in conversation.
Right.
And his big hang-up was, he said, the sound quality is terrible.
Yeah.
He said, I think some parts were even funny that I couldn't understand.
Oh, my. What did you send him?
I sent him our interview with Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
I sent him what's called beer or blunt, but we really don't talk about that until the end, where you went to the birthday party with everybody smoking pot.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent him one other one. I can't remember what it is now, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But charity. That was
yeah.
Where I ranted about giving to United Way.
Yeah.
And he thought it was all funny, but he just thought the sound quality sucked.
Oh.
And so I asked him, you know, what we could do about that. He didn't know, but he said, well, maybe if you were at a radio station, you could use their equipment. So, but yeah, it was pretty cool. He called me back.
Well, that's cool.
That's right. I mean, I've like, wow, okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So he's listened to it. He wasn't, like, opposed to it.
Well, that's cool.
He said he would, they have it, evidently, I don't have XM satellite radio, and so.
Right.
But they have an extreme channel, and he thought that would be for the extreme channel.
Yeah.
Which I really don't think we're very extreme, but evidently in that world we are, so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
That's cool.
But he was a very, very nice guy. I appreciate his constructive criticisms, and I said, "Hey, can I talk about this?" I won't use your name. He's like, "Okay, I don't care." But anyway, I told him what our setup was as far as how we record it, because I thought he would find it was humorous.
Yeah,
you know, I went over that with the whole
right
thing with Martin Sargent, you know, the speakerphone and so forth.
Right,
and he likes. Sat there and goes, yeah, that would be very humorous to somebody who works in radio. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Funny.
Because yeah.
I told him, I said, maybe you could use this as a kind of a funny story later.
Yeah.
I talked to this crazy, you know, idiot who sent me this CD, and he's been doing his internet radio show with his speakerphone. And so anyway, but I mean, he didn't laugh.
Right.
But he did think it was funny. Yeah, that would be funny, yes. Funny. Very funny, yes.
Well, that's good.
So it's like Rain Man funny or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, yeah, hey, there you go.
We got that going.
If I could ever find an address for Sirius Satellite, I'd send them a CD, but...
Yeah.
I haven't got an address for them.
Yeah.
So if anybody's got an address for that, they can send it to me.
Send something to Rick D's, you know?
Rick D's.
I think that'd be like a good end.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Why would we want to send something to Rick D's?
I don't know.
Are you trying to be funny?
I was trying to be kooky.
That's funny. That would be funny. Very funny.
He's a funny guy.
I think we should
send
something to Andy Richter. He's got it all going on, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
I'm one of those poor people that really shouldn't have PlayStation, but they do. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't really have two nickels to rub together, but yet they afford PlayStation 2.
Yeah, so. You are right. The one that goes into the Walmart aisle with your Wick.
Yeah.
And then buys the new PlayStation 2 game with your cash.
And people are like, what the hell? You know?
I need a gallon of milk, some Cheerios, and what was it, Return to Castle Wolfenstein?
Yeah. Well, I've been letting my kids play this unsupervised.
The Castle Wolfenstein?
Well, no, they've been playing this Jango Fett game quite a bit. The problem is, somehow they've got this game on German language. And, like, all subtitles and all, everything is, like, in German now.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about Castle Wolfenstein. I mean, I'm talking about...
They've been able to change over all the language.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell they did it, because I threw away all the paperwork for this damn thing.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm, like, trying to learn German and figure out...
No, I don't want to learn how to change it. I just want to learn German so I can play the game still.
I don't know. I haven't figured out how to change it, man. I don't know how to get it on German. Maybe suddenly one day it's German.
Well, yeah, well, I'm sure that you... It's just a startup thing. You probably have to push a button and, you know...
I mean...
I don't have a... Personally, I don't have a PlayStation 2, so I have no idea.
Right. I'm thinking, how many freaking Germans play PlayStation 2?
Probably millions. None. Millions.
None.
Millions.
They probably don't even know what it is over there.
Millions play that.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they had to do after World War II.
So if people know how to fix this, let me know.
You must take every Japanese product and play!
Please, email the show and let me know how to fix this, please.
Oh, you're soliciting help with your PlayStation 2.
I don't, the son of a bitch is on German. I can't get it off.
I can already hear the emails. If you're such a stupid motherfucker that you don't know how to change the languages on your PlayStation.
Hey, my kids did it, all right?
You should just turn it in to the authorities.
And what's weird, too.
Along with all your microdots.
Because I've gone, like, to play some movies on here for my kids.
Yeah. And that's all in German, too.
No, well, not that, but then, like, what does come in English is, like, this movie exceeds the parental controls on this. Would you like to change them? But it's like kids' movies. I'm like, what's this, man? What the hell is this? I don't remember signing up for
parental control.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, man.
Meanwhile, we're playing the Naked Sims version or something. And...
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what the hell. I wonder if this was like a used unit or something. That they just like repackaged or something. I don't know.
Oh, you bought it someplace? Or you got
I bought it new, I mean, but
I think the kids just fuck with the menu and you just can't figure out how to get the menu to come up.
I think they massively have fucked with the menu because now I'm getting my parental controls. It's in German.
What's your password?
Hans. Hans and Gretel is my...
Scheißnutten?
Ich bin Berliner.
I don't even know any German.
I don't know. Ich will mit du Geschlecht haben.
What's that?
I think, would you like to go to bed with me?
That's all you learned.
A friend of mine taught me that in college.
I did a stint in West Berlin.
Yeah. So if anyone either knows how to speak German.
Right.
And like an easy way to learn it, or they can figure out how, get this thing changed back.
Maybe you should just go to the PlayStation website.
What would be easier, me learning German or me just learning how to get it changed back?
For you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think both of those are equally as difficult a task.
Because I'm, like, so computer challenged.
Yeah, you are.
I'm, like, quirky with a computer. Yeah.
Oh, the wolf.
Yeah.
The Wolfenstein.
A mouse, Dad, look.
Look, a Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
God damn it, Corky, you're good at killing those commies. Is there zombies or what's in Return to Wolfenstein?
I haven't really got past the Nazis yet, but
Nazis. You're good at killing those Nazis, Cork.
There's supposed to be some kind of killer mummies coming up.
Oh, really?
I haven't got that far.
Hey, Cork, kill those goddamn Nazis.
It's all in German.
Yeah, well, maybe that's just the game because
I don't know
Nazi
which side I'm on.
Well?
I don't know which side to cheer for.
Whenever you kill the Nazis, does your points go up or down?
Yeah, really. I don't know.
That wasn't a Nazi, that was a Jew in disguise. That was Kinch from Hogan's Heroes, couldn't you see?
Hogan?
That was LeBeau. Newkirk.
Cornell.
I've shagged all the dogs so they would not bite us.
Yeah. Help, please. Please help.